through his heart into our heart. And the things you want us to learn with our heart and our mind would be communicated well. We offer you our hearts and our minds open to Andy now. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Richmond. And great to be praying with you today, Harriet. Pentecost Sunday, praying of the Holy Spirit's power in you as you go forward to work with autistic settings and so on with youngsters. People, may you be blessed by God. We're blessing you today. May you know his Spirit. Thanks, guys. And great that we can be here on a Pentecost Sunday, which some people refer to as the birthday of the church. And birthdays are often celebrated through lockdown in all sorts of different ways. We've had to find some new ways of celebrating. One of the favourite ways of celebrating is to have games, isn't it? To have parties and have time to play with others. So I'd like us to think for a minute today about what our favourite games are. Now, in your family, I wonder if you have party games or even board games. Let's think about board games or card games that you like to play. I've equipped myself with a few sort of props here. And one of them is this game of Uno, a card game. And it has in it these lovely cards where you can make the next person from you who wants to get rid of their cards pick up extra ones. What are your favourite games? Now, there could be a little task today. That's to, and maybe children especially, think about your favourite games where you could be kind to people or you could perhaps be nasty to people. And many adults play games, of course, where you can be nasty to each other. One of my favourite games growing up is this one, Monopoly. This is the Exeter edition. And of course, when you play Monopoly, there is that thing about paying rent, and you really must pay all your rent if you're playing with me. That means every last pound must be paid, because we love extracting that from people when we're playing games, don't we? And that's what games are about. Winning. Making sure no one else can. But what we're thinking about today is a bit more challenging. Yeah, type in your favourite games in the chat. When it comes to our group breakouts later, when we're in our breakout rooms, have a chat about the games you like to play. Now, would these games work? Said, oh, don't worry about the rent. Oh, don't worry. You don't have to pick up the four extra cards. This is a bit of a challenge to us then. So I'm going to share my screen now and we're going to introduce the beatitude that we're looking at today. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Oh, doesn't fit with the gaming world, does it? But in the real world, we know that we love to experience mercy. And we can at times offer it. And this is what Jesus was talking about in one of these Beatitudes. Being merciful, being kind. What does it all mean? Now, it's my front door. Little story about my front door. 2 or 3 years ago, we'd be sitting at home in the evenings and there'd be a bang on our front door. And I'd go to the front door, there'd be no one there. And repeatedly over several evenings, this would happen. It seemed to get louder. And then one time I got to the door in time to hear footsteps running away. I thought, oh, this is some silly game. Now, there were some incidents been going on around our way where the police had had to be involved in the past over in the park. They'd said to us, oh, if there's any things going on, try and get a description, try and get a photo or something or whatever. The next night that this happened, the bang was really loud. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, if you ever see Karina jump when she's surprised, she really does jump. That evening, I was pretty close, so I jumped as well, but out of the door. I knew where the footsteps had run one time, so I followed again. And as I did so, I might look a little bit old, a little bit slow in the leg, but it wasn't long before I caught up with a couple of guys and then a third one round the corner who didn't keep running. they decided to stop and speak to me. Oh, what's up with you? Had my phone in my hand. So out it came. Click. What's up with me? I said. We didn't do anything to your door. I said, who's talking about my door? So I knew there was something afoot. Anyway, they said they might have known someone who'd done something about my door. But I left it at that, went back, only to find that the glass panel, leaded glass panel that's been in my door for since 1930, was smashed, was broken, cracked. Ah, this is worse than I thought. I'd given them a warning. I thought they might not come back. We had to go to the insurers. The insurers said you would need a crime number. I had to ring the police. Police said, well, give us some details then. Did you get a description? Well, I said, I did get a photo, so I sent it off. Didn't really hear much else till about 3 weeks later, a phone call from the police. Please, Mr. Molcott, would you come to the police station? We'd like you to meet some youngsters with their parents. Ooh, I said, maybe I'll go. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Oh, what a challenge this is. This is a beatitude challenge. It's an upside down kind of world. When we play games, it does mirror something of what the world can be like, that everything is, you know, you got to make the most of everything. You got to be the best you can. You got to get to the top of the pile. The world's kind of values are, oh, you get what you deserve. That serves them right. They get their just desserts. Oh, they had it coming to them. Do you use any of these phrases? Oh, show no mercy. When I was a youngster, we played games, my brother and I, where we would jump on one another and pummel one another's chest until we were able to plead for mercy. Mercy, and then you're the winner. This is a lot about how life works, isn't it? There's that wonderful scene in the movie Braveheart. You might remember it near the end. William Wallace has led the revolt against the English. Will the English show mercy as the crowd plead? Show him mercy. No, he shouts for freedom and pays the consequences, because the English are not going to be some doormat. They're not going to be walked over, and they bring the life of William Wallace to his end. No freedom there. This is an attitude that's around us. And this is what Jesus is addressing in this beatitude, in how we might be in his upside down world. So what does Jesus say? Karina's going to read a passage to us from Matthew chapter 18. And you will see it on the screen as we go.
So this is Matthew 18, 23 to 35. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had to be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I'll pay everything back. The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
Great. Thank you, Karina. Such an interesting story. It stirs our emotions. It builds on what Micah had prophesied years before when he talked about what God had said. What does the Lord require of you? Micah 6:8, that you act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That kind of mercy is what the tax collector was pleading for when he prayed in the temple. There was a Pharisee there saying, "Thank you that I'm not like others." But he just said, "Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner." To have mercy. So what is mercy all about? Well, this is a phrase that's been quoted often. Grace is getting something you don't deserve, a gift, a free gift. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve. It's not payback time when mercy is around. This is what God is like. Psalm 103 says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He's removed our sins from us. As high as the heavens are above the earth. We're all interested in the International Space Station at the moment, aren't we? That's just nowhere compared to how far God would remove our sins and his love for us. How he describes it. And from east to west, he takes our sin away as we cry out to him. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace we have been saved. So God doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He's not that type of God. He's gracious and loving. So we'll go on later to think about what it means for us to be, so we can be catching up with this. We're talking about mercy. We've sung about God's grace and what he's like. We've been reflecting on that, which is just brilliant. Thank you for the songs, Mark. When it comes to mercy, this beatitude is about not putting the cart before the horse. Blessed are those who are merciful, for they will receive mercy. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." We have our part to play to know how these things will work out. Sometimes we hear people say, "Well, when they make the first move, then I might think about forgiving them." That's not the attitude that Jesus is describing for us. There's a little Bible study group we've got going, our discovery group. This meeting regularly, following on from an Alpha course last year. We've been studying James. This is what James says. "So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. Mercy triumphs over judgment," is the way that phrase is put. Mercy triumphs over judgment. There's something that rises up within us when we see and experience and feel and express mercy. It's good. And mercy doesn't mean to say that we are doormats. Doesn't mean to say that we're going to be the bottom of the pile. God's kingdom, we said, is the other way up. So we can know that by being merciful, and having received mercy, we're in the goodness of God and in fellowship. We're in good relationships with him and ultimately then with others. So back to my front door. Yes, I went to the police station. Two lads were there, two dads, three police officers and me. The police went through a whole list of what causing criminal damage is all about. Having a criminal record. They were somewhat forceful in how they spoke to those lads. Just young lads. Nice, well-dressed, well-spoken. They said they wouldn't be going to America and things like that. They'd have lots of things placed against them. And then I listened as the police said, well, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? Well, we're so sorry. We're sorry, Mr. Malcott. We're so sorry that we damaged your door. And we're really sorry that we've caused all this fuss. And the police just changed their tune. Okay, this time we'll let you off, they said. This time you can not have to bear any punishment. They were merciful. And I saw them as they were quivering a little bit, and they were so thankful. Then the police turned to me and said, well, Mr. Malcott, you've suffered the damage. What do you have to say? Before I could say anything, they were saying, oh, well, we'll pay you some money. I said, well, it's been dealt with on insurance. I don't want any money. But they did then, as I waited, express their apologies and sorry to me. They asked for my forgiveness. They asked for my mercy. And so I said, yes, I would not want any money and I would forgive them. And then they said, but there's a bit of a problem. You took a picture of us. And I said, yes. And I've got my phone with me and I've still got that picture on my phone. And I showed it to them, the picture I took that day. And I said, what I'd like you to do is take my phone momentarily and I'd like you to press delete from all my accounts. That picture will not be kept a record of. And that's what they did. Took my phone, deleted the record. And then there was an expression of mercy and forgiveness. I felt privileged to be in that position, humbled to be in that position at that point in time. We left that austere sort of room, went outside, and the dads were there, wanted to chat to me about football and all sorts of other things. To be merciful is not to be weak, it's not to be a doormat. It actually puts the kingdom up the right way. This is God's way. God's merciful heart has reached out to each of us. So as we come to a close today, what might the Holy Spirit be saying to us? How will we be known? Will we be known as judgmental rather than merciful, in that mercy triumphs over judgment? Are we known for being forgiving, generous? Because this is how our God is to us, and he will want us to become increasingly like him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by being more and more determined to be good, to be better alone, but with his power, with his Spirit working in us. Are we merciful in how we treat people when they step into our 2 meter zone accidentally? Some people just don't know what they're doing or what they're saying. They don't know the implications of their actions at times. Are we merciful to them? What about if they say silly things on their social media? Does our social media take off with judgment? Or would we show mercy? What about when people have wronged us? Or when people do owe us money? Yes, there has to be justice, but we can be merciful. Are we able to ask for mercy? Have we received God's mercy? Have we received the fullness of his forgiveness through Christ? Are we still trying to make it up to him in some way? Do we receive mercy well from others so that we can enter a good relationship with them, not have to try to be making it up to them all the time? Even in our marriages, in our family life, with friends, we can be free by knowing God's way of mercy and not having to make it up to others. Let me pray as we finish. What would the Holy Spirit speak to you about today? How can you be a little bit more like Jesus? Will you walk across this bridge that's showing on the screen into God's mercy afresh and become more merciful ourselves? As we reflect Jesus, let's stop and pray. Holy Spirit, we celebrate your coming today. We remember your coming. And now we say, we want you to come and make a difference for us and for people. As we reach out to you, we cry out to you for your mercy and we receive forgiveness. Thank you that that's the way you are. But in so doing, we take on board our responsibility to live in merciful ways and to reflect you to those around us. Help us with our reactions when we're wronged. Help us with how we portray ourselves on social media, in conversation, in one-to-one relationships. Help us when there are debts to be settled. Come, Holy Spirit, do your work in us. Because blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andy. Susan, are you able to show us some of the things the kids have been doing while Andy's been speaking? We've had other things on.